from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I went down to Palo Alto and played golf at 6:30.
Oh, you were up with the chickens.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
All right. It's come to Jesus Day for Guru and myself.
Yeah.
We're inspired by Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky, willing to laugh at themselves about their wrong, inaccurate take on Trey Lance. We're going to get into some real bad opinions that Guru and I have had, and we're going to open it up. If you want to be honest, like Guru and I, because we're role models,
yeah.
Fess up to some of the worst takes you've ever had. All right? 888-957-9570.
And don't forget, we will also refreshing and put some new stuff in the cap as baseball's about to start the second half. We got a new football season, the Dubs, with a possible new all-star. Would you consider Joe Lacob's light years? What do we do with that? He's won four, so I think we got to count the bucket.
Well, let's stick to the present.
Yeah.
And here's Joe Lacob talking about Brandon Pajemski last night on NBA TV, and then we're going to start getting into it.
He was a revelation, to be quite honest. I mean, he was one of the, all rookie team top five in the league. He started a whole bunch of games for us. Steve had troubles getting him off the floor. I mean, he had to have him on the floor. He was so good. He does so many things well. He's ultra confident. He's got an NBA body. He can get wherever he wants. He's, he obviously can shoot threes. He can drive. He can pass. I mean, what can he do? We're really excited. We think we've got a future all-star.
All right, so Joe Lacob thinks Brandon Pajemski is a future all-star. Now, to me, that's a gutsy take. Gutsy.
Yeah, that is a gutsy one. But I'll tell you what, maybe that report that you and I went back and forth like ping pong, maybe they don't want to get off of him. If the owner's looking at him that way, that might be more true than false.
All right, here's how I'm going to start the show today. I'm going to go to Damien in the city, who says that he has one of my truly bad takes that he remembers. And let's go, Damien. Let me have it.
All right, Steiner. Let's see if you remember.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember an interview you had with Mike Dunleavy before he became GM.
Sure.
You told him something. Remember?
I told him.
I just thought it was.
I thought he wouldn't be a great coach.
Yeah. I thought it was a GM.
No,
and then he stopped the interview and he said, "Why'd you say that?"
He did.
And I think about that from time to time, like, you know, after he became GM, like, oh, Steiny, I want to hear your feedback on that one. But today's the day.
I was there. I
appreciate
that.
Now, what that was
he
is,
stopped. He go, why'd you say that?
Yeah, he was a little puzzled, but Mike, this was before he became the general manager, and he was Bob's assistant, and we were just talking about what he wanted to do and had done after his playing career. Mm-hmm. And I just said, yeah, I don't see you as a coach. That's what I said to him. And he was like, why not? And I said, I don't see you doing the grind like
you
that.
You did say
you played 15 years in the league. The travel. I mean, you've been a pro since Duke. I don't know. I just don't see it. And he goes, interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe if he ends up coaching, then that was a bad take.
But back to Joe Steiny.
Yeah.
Right now, if you had to go to the counter, the betting counter,
yes,
would you bet that Pods will be an all-star?
I can't.
And I'm not mad at Pods that his owner feels that way,
right.
But I feel like they're putting the streets are putting a target on Pods' back.
Right.
He's busting his ass. And that's why I was like, Steiny, you see players early come in ready in season. I remember a good friend of mine, Corey Ransom, the best athlete I ever seen, 6th through 8th grade. Guess what happened?
Everybody caught up to him.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, not height-wise, but can he get better and keep going?
I had a guy like that, Rudy Drobnik. He was 6'3", hair under his armpits.
Wow, that's it.
At like 6th grade, and then that was it.
Anyway, shave at lunchtime.
But I always say this, Rudy Drobnik was a great guy.
Yeah,
he was
so was
really,
Corey. That's
really
my guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start. And I'm going to set the record straight here.
Let's do it.
Steph Curry. Here's what I have said about Steph Curry.
Wow.
Early in his career, I said, I think Steph Curry.
You wrote this.
No. I think I've said it enough that everybody remembers. I said, you know what? Steph Curry, he would be a really good third guard off the bench.
Eesh.
Man.
See now.
And he knows it. He heard that, and he brought it up when we met with him.
Now
we got the sound.
Now here is my excuse. I wasn't wrong. He would have been a great third guard off the bench.
But I don't want to speak for you.
No,
you kind of were delivering another message too.
I'm not proud of that.
Yeah, you were saying some other things. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like you didn't see him getting to the heights that he's climbed.
I said, the two big things I said that he always remembers was he'd be a good third guard off the bench.
Damn, Steiny.
And that he was not a true point guard.
Yeah.
That's the one that he always brings up.
Because back then, a tweener was bad. It was looked at as bad.
Exactly. I mean, when Curry came into the league, there was no such thing as positionless basketball. They had ones who were point guards,
right.
Twos who were shooting guards. And at that time, point guards were supposed to pass and run an offense, and little did I know that he would start something with these kind of guards that
would have him arguably one of the best PGs ever to do it. So he's on my list.
I mean,
I take him over Magic.
I mean, he's listed as a point guard, I think he's a guard. He plays on the ball. He plays off the ball. He can score. He can pass. He can play make. And, like, he opened the door for players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander now and even Westbrook in a way. But
think about all the others that fell through the cracks that didn't get that opportunity, Steiny, because they were a tweener.
Yeah.
It was like night-night.
No, exactly. No. I mean, the funny thing is if you really want to go back in the day with the Warriors, when they had Monte Ellis.
My guy.
Monte played under Don Nelson, and Don Nelson always wanted Monte to be a point guard. He wanted him to bring up the ball, initiate the offense, and Monte did not like that. He just did not like that.
Why do you think he didn't like?
I think because he
didn't know how to do what Steph did.
Yeah, he wasn't a natural point guard. He was a scorer.
Yeah, that he was.
Big time scorer. And I think Monte interpreted Nelson saying play point guard to don't shoot as much, which obviously wasn't a problem for Steph Curry, but there you go.
Remember, we had him back on our show, and you brought up he has a relationship, and he said their wives, Aisha and his wife, are cool. Let me give you
real quick, the other thing about Monte Ellis is the famous line, Steph Curry's first day of training camp. When he said, can't play together.
We're too small.
And I said, why? And he goes, too small. Too small.
In the West.
But you know what? He says to this day, I was right. And he might have been. Because Steph didn't flourish till after Monte was gone. Monte Ellis to this day still believes that backcourt was too small to be successful.
I would have loved to have seen it.
Well, we saw it for a little while.
Steph was going to be Steph. I don't care if he was on Mars.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're revisiting some of our takes that didn't turn out so well. We're owning up to our bad takes today. And if you want to own up to your bad takes today, you can do it. 888-957-9570. We're all gonna take shots at ourselves. So if you had a bad take, it's time to own up to it. And I'll tell you what, once you do it, the slate's gonna be clean.
No doubt about it. And I'm gonna put my list to the side and call out everybody.
Oh.
And I was one of them.
Okay.
The basketball fans of the Bay Area that booed one Joe Lacob that night at the Chris Mullin retirement. How you like me now? Cool Mo D. Stein. The world booed him because of the trade and what we thought the Warriors were. And how you like me now?
That's true.
Warrior, that's incredible.
A lot of Warrior fans had a real bad take.
This is crazy.
On the
Rick
Monte
Mary.
Ellis trade.
Think about that. A lot of Warrior fans.
Including Joe Lacob's now wife, Nicole.
What do you mean?
Joe Lacob said that after he traded Monte Ellis, who was Nicole's favorite player, she didn't talk to him for a few days. She was so mad at him.
I had not heard that. So, sleep on the couch type.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to our man Rich. Rich is in Fremont.
Richie! He
has a bad take that someone made. What's going on, Rich?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Y'all know who pays. That's ATCO.
Yes, sir.
That's control.
Absolutely.
So this is difficult for me because I'm not good at exposing myself like this, but I have to admit, my worst bad take happened when Jerry Rice got drafted by the Niners. His first two seasons, I thought, this guy's not going to make it. He's not a receiver. And he turned out to be the GOAT.
Man.
So I got egg on my face for that take. And, you know, okay, the rest of y'all calling in, y'all better come clean too, man, because this is the day we're supposed to do it. Let's make this happen.
Hey, yeah. Rich, real quick before you go, let's put the rat on the table, brought to you by your company. Your boy had the dropsies for, you know, I didn't know. We didn't know. You were right for early on in Rice's career. He couldn't hold on to nothing.
And that's the reason why I didn't think he was going to be anything. I'm going to find out he ends up winning all those Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the Hall of Fame.
Man.
I'm like, man, really?
That's a good one, Rich.
Thank you for being stand-up.
Rich's slate is now wiped clean.
There you go. Congrats.
It's like, what do they call that?
Expunged.
We're going to expunge all your bad takes as long as you own up to them today. And I'll spend the next 4 hours owning up to my underestimation of Steph Curry, let's say the first 4 years of his career. I did come around. I was a little late, but I did come around after calling him someone who would be a real good third guard off the bench.
Wow.
The one thing I do want to clarify, not that anybody cares, and I told Curry this, I never said AC Law should have started in front of him.
Because
if you remember early in Steph's career, Keith Smart was the coach. He played AC Law ahead of Steph Curry. And the one thing that always bothered Keith Smart was Curry's turnovers at the top of the floor. Because early in Steph's career, when he would get double teamed, he would hold it just a hair too long and he would turn it over. Eventually, he got rid of it a split second soon, or split the double team, and became the great player that he is.
Yeah, I love this.
Uncle Looney, Keith Smart, bad take.
I wonder if they got a relationship.
I guess. I don't know.
Uncle Looney says, I thought on the YouTube chat Anthony Randolph was going to be great.
I got to raise my hand.
The lefty?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be really good.
I didn't.
I thought he was going to be good. And the big reason I thought he was going to be good was because on the day the Warriors drafted him, Nelson was talking to a couple reporters. He wasn't even Don Nelson. He wasn't even up at the podium. And he was just like, oh, we got a player. We got a player in this draft.
He had the skill set.
He was everything Nelly wanted him to be, but he wasn't any of those things. He was like 6'11" lefty, but he had a ton of skill, but he didn't have anything he did great. And he got into Nelson's doghouse, and it was night. I'll own up to that. I'll own up to thinking Anthony Randolph was going to be a heck of a player for the Golden State Warriors. So we're revisiting some takes today that didn't turn out so well. And if you want to own up to some of yours, we'll do it also.
I'm kind of over here sweating a bit. I'm not going to blow my load here, but the Lakers this year, I thought they were going to win the West.
Oh, that's right.
And how did that work out?
Yeah,
they got to the playoffs, but they couldn't get past the damn play-in.
Yeah, I couldn't understand that one. And you stuck to that
but
one.
But think about what I'm saying. I, you know, now I'm doing my calculations as I talk. Like, give them anybody. I still think they got action. Like, anybody but Denver, who was it? Those games came down to the wire. 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
They won one of them. So, it's my point is they never, Willard and Dibs something, they both forgot. But they never got past that threshold of the play-in. They couldn't be all that talent.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 to join the conversation. We're going to have a lot of fun today. It is a jacked up week thanks to Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Let's go to Rolando. Rolando is in Napa. What's going on, Rolando? How you doing, man?
Talk to us.
Doing good, guys. I'm a big fan. I was wrong. I had a hot take and I was completely off. So I want to clear out my thoughts.
Okay.
And here we go.
You're in the right place.
When the Niners made the trade years ago for Jimmy Garoppolo, and they made the trade, I was shocked and surprised. I thought, all right, maybe, just maybe, if we're trading for the hoodie for this quarterback named Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe we got something. And after he came over, and I believe after, I forget, how many games did he win?
Five in a row.
He's just chucking it to Trent Taylor. He was chucking all lower place. I said to myself, just maybe, Rolando, we got a franchise quarterback. I have to admit that. You know, I was completely wrong about that.
All right. Don't you feel better though?
He does. He does.
He feels better.
Well,
can we grow up?
Well, first of all, real quick, before we grow up.
Okay. Good God.
Thank you, Rolando, because you were certainly not alone. You were not alone thinking Garoppolo was a franchise quarterback. Why do we need to grow up?
I never bought into Garoppolo mania for those 5 games.
Well, when did you?
Well, after he'd won a couple, and then I was at a bar in Sac. Remember, and I went to, you guys were on my timeline like mosquitoes. I gave him his credit, but.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when it was all said and done, I think people that were anti-Jimmy kind of get the win.
Yeah,
Kyle was a big part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
This from the 831. This is from T-Dog.
T-Dog.
My bad take. Eric Paschal will be a key player for the Warriors going forward.
I think we're with them. You don't want to admit it, Scotty.
I wasn't. I was not.
But we did a show starting
I made a lot
about
of mistakes.
The sixth man of the year.
I've made
Guru,
a lot of mistakes.
He could be the sixth man of the year.
Well, he was all rookie team.
Did he eat his way out the league? Because he always had a big butt, but he got heavy.
He just never.
He balled on a bad team. That's
exactly.
But the Villanova connection. Steiny, he was shooting and back you down.
Yeah, he was.
He gone.
This from the. Oh, boy. I forgot about this. Well, we don't know if this was the worst take of all time, although it could be.
Oh, whoa.
That you could score off Jordan Bell.
I really feel more confident now than I did then.
Well, of course. He's been out of the league for 4 years.
But it might not have been as hard. He started the finals game, though.
I know he did.
That's incredible.
Think about that. Think about that.
That was a Myers draft pick, right? Yeah, that was Bob.
Who are we talking about, Jordan Bell?
Jordan Bell.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was when they were winning and you're picking much, you know, it's not much to pick from.
Yeah. I'll tell you one that and Shasky brought it up in the crossover.
Uh-oh.
And I was absolutely, positively on the Colin Kaepernick bandwagon.
I don't think you got that's a nail. I think politics took him out, man.
Well.
The league caught up with him a little bit. But, Steiny, that man was, dude. Kissing the biceps, running in the front in Lambeau Field in the playoffs.
It's a bad take if you thought he was going to the Hall of Fame, and I did.
I thought he...
But what really stopped him? Politics.
No.
You really thought the league caught up to him?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of different things. But he...
That was the big one to me, the politics, man.
I was at the game against the Packers in the playoffs when he ran for 181 for 220.
One of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Something. And I remember watching that thinking, this is the greatest quarterback performance I've ever seen.
You can't take that from him.
No,
and he went to a Super Bowl and brought him back.
Yeah.
See, I guess, so you think talent is why he's gone. That's what bothers me. We got robbed of seeing if he could make the adjustment to the adjustment. And that's why I love Harbaugh so much, Donnie. He propelled him to that. He had the guts to say, Alex, go sit down. I got something more dynamic. And boy, was it.
Yeah.
So you call it Vinsanity then.
Yeah, I seem to remember that, yes, he was spectacular at the start of his career.
Man.
But then I remember us talking about, well, he's a one-read guy. He's a one-read guy.
Remember they beat Atlanta? I think, yeah, you were down there at, what's the casino? Casino Matrix in San Jose. The station was under different ownership. And we all went down there to watch the NFC Championship game. And the Niners were down to Atlanta. And they came back and won. And that was Cap. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. Are you sure it wasn't a bar down there?
Yeah, it is. It was a casino bar. And they had the station down there. Huh. It was a different roster, but Dibs was down there, and some of your old... Maybe you had got fired.
Yeah, I may have been fired at that point. So that's a bad take saying I was there. No, I might have been there. I tend to forget stuff.
You don't remember Casino Matrix? It was a restaurant casino, and they had us watching the championship game. And Atlanta had them down, and they came back.
Vague recollection.
All right.
5-1-0. Ike Diagu was going to be an all-star.
That one hurts. Where did you get that from?
I'll tell you exactly. I can go back and do it. I will do it. I thought Ike Diagu was going to be really good too, because he was a great low post player in college. He made foul shots.
This is the NBA, don't start.
He was undersized a little bit, but let me take you back to his rookie year. Ike Diagu, rookie year, Golden State Warriors. 2 days before Christmas, his rookie year, Ike Diagu scored 27 points against the Detroit Pistons, and he went 13 for 15 from the floor.
On a bad team, so it had Pascal vibes. I never looked at him like he was special.
Still 13 for 15.
Well, I'll take that.
Boy.
Not like your dude Sar that people are saying you were bad on that. He went 0 for 15 in summer league.
Oh, but he got 15 shots off. That would you
hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
No, I think of that when you say it. Boy, there's...
Stoney, this is incredible. Could do this 6 hours.
Don't go that far.
Antonio Brown, this is from Beard.
Okay.
No, Fly Golf G. Antonio Brown was going to take the Raiders to the playoffs. I thought when they got him, watch out, Jack. And he just turned
in. Antonio Brown also linked at one point to the Niners?
From yours truly. Pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I think Bonte was on board too.
No. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's what's going on today. We're going to have a lot of fun. Bonte and Shasky, 4 years ago with Trey Lance, they went down to 49er training camp and they came back and said, we have our quarterback of the future. And they were wrong. They were wrong. And it got me to thinking maybe today we spend some time talking about all the stuff that I've gotten wrong.
Or
that guru has gotten wrong.
I got more losses than wins.
Yeah,
shocker.
I got plenty more here on my list. But here's the situation. If you want to own up to some of your own bad takes, we will take those.
We got one from the former. This can't wait. I thought Guru and Steiny wouldn't work. That's a four.
That's a bad take.
6 years later, baby.
That's a bad take.
I love you.
So if you want a bad take expunged from your record, today's the day we're going to do that. Also, if you guys remember any of my bad takes that I don't, or Guru's bad takes that he doesn't, feel free to call us at 888-957-9570. What are we talking about today? We're talking about mistakes. We're talking about making a mistake and owning up to it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.